Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me by phone is co-host of NPR's All Things Considered, Michelle Norris, who has just completed her new book, The Grace of Silence, a memoir. Michelle, thank you for taking time to join us today. I'd like to start in laying a foundation for this book. You mentioned your colleague Steve Inskeep asked you about your past. How did those conversations come about?
We were working on a series of conversations in New York, Pennsylvania. We brought together a series of diverse voters because we wanted to have an open and honest and no-holds-barred conversation about race. And we spent a lot of time in New York for these conversations because the idea is that we would create a safe space and we would go back repeatedly so they could get to know us and we could get to know each other. And what happened is everyone that worked on that crew, that NPR crew, we all got to know each other as well. And we found ourselves sliding into these really deep, really honest, very revealing conversations over oatmeal and pancakes. That we weren't just there to interview other people about how they talked about race. We found ourselves having our own fairly deep and very honest conversations. And Steve, being the excellent interviewer that he is, realized that something special was happening. So he started asking me in particular a series of very simple questions, who I was and where I was from, and kind of tickled that curiosity. And then as we continued to work on those York stories, we were emailing stories back and forth. A couple of them became essays that appeared on the radio and then later wound up becoming the backbone of stories that appeared in the book.
You note the campaign and election of President Obama spurred more talk of race across the country. From a national dialogue, you've brought a deeply personal story regarding your father. Was it a challenge for you to tell this story?
It was a challenge in every way possible. It was hard to hear this news. It was hard to go back and try to report on this because I'm not reporting a story about other people. I can't maintain a safe distance from the story. I had to get inside the story. I had to understand what he experienced and then understand what he felt and then ultimately try to understand how that had an impact on me. And it was incredibly difficult. It's hard to sit and talk about this right now. I mean, there are moments where some of those emotions, you know, start to bubble up in me even just talking about this. I've had to learn how to say my father was shot. That's not a sentence that I ever thought I would say, and it's not something that I think I'm ever going to get completely comfortable saying out loud, but it's part of my history. And what I realized is it's part of America's history because my father's experience was not unusual. He served in the military and was, as a black man, was in many ways marginalized under strict segregation codes. And then was marginalized when he came back to the United States. And like dozens of black veterans all across the country, he was brutalized, either through indignities or in his case, he went through a very violent situation with a Birmingham police officer under circumstances that were questionable. The reason I called this book The Grace of Silence is because he chose to move forward not with anger in his heart, or at least not with anger manifest in his personality and in his role as a parent. It would have been really easy for him to be angry at the world and to pass all of that frustration on to his kids, and he chose not to do that. He chose to demand that we get a good education, demand that we go out and do something with our lives, and to arm us with ambition instead of anger, and that is an incredibly graceful act.
You mentioned your father was shot, never mentioned the incident to you. His marriage to your mom dissolved, yet no real notice on your part at the time.
We should say he never mentioned this to my mother either. She never knew.
With all of this going on, what is the one question that you would ask him if he were still with you? You mentioned all the life lessons and things like that, but if there were one question that you could pose to him, what would that be?
I've thought about this. And as a journalist, I think I would try to start by asking a simple question. Is there something that you felt you wanted to tell me but couldn't? I mean, I have all kinds of very detailed questions I would ask about what happened that night. And, you know, how did they treat the wound? And, you know, how was it that you were able to maintain this incredibly sunny disposition despite, you know, what I now know about your past? But I think I would start simple. I would just say, is there something about your life that you want to tell me, but you couldn't? And I hope that I answer in this way because I've really thought about this. I think that's the way to start a conversation. So many of us don't have the full history in our own family stories because our parents tend to tell us what they think we need to know. And if you want to capture that history, sometimes the best way to do that is by asking the simplest of questions. Tell me about yourself. What is it that I don't know? You know, fill in the blanks for me. Is there something about my family history that I should know more about? In my case, it's that, you know, I didn't really know the full story behind my family's racial legacy. But this is a universal question, this idea of, you know, how well do we really know the people who raised us? And it's not always about race. Sometimes it's about a Holocaust experience. Sometimes it's, you know, it's a question of how people lived through the Depression or the Dust Bowl. I mean, you're in Louisiana. Think of all the stories that people are going to have to figure out how to tell about Katrina. I mean, think about all that was lost after Camille or Betsy blew through Louisiana. People talk about the things that they want their children to know because they want their children to soar, so they don't want to weigh them down with tales of personal woe. I mean, they think that that's like putting rocks in their pockets when they want them to soar. But at some point, the children, the adult children, have to look back with hungry eyes and open heart and try to reclaim their history and talk to their elders. Because if they don't, sometimes elders take those stories with them.
Michelle Norris, my guest today, discussing her new book, The Grace of Silence. We'll continue our conversation and hear why some of Michelle's fondest memories of childhood took place in the racially tense setting of Birmingham in the 1960s. That and more tomorrow with NPR's Michelle Norris. You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.